Margarita Solorzano's centrally located office is at the Jones Resource Center in Springdale. She's executive director of the Hispanic Women's Organization of Arkansas.
What we do here, the mission of the organization is to advance educational opportunities for Hispanic women and their families, celebrate and teach others about our cultures, and be active participants in the community. So the main goal is celebrate education, culture, and community.
Solorzano's Enduring Presence, HWOA, was founded in 1999, has captured the attention of lead nonprofit foundations who fund her work, as well as national and state politicians and community activists. Many of them have agreed to appear at this year's conference, titled One Nation, Many Stories. HWOA evolved from a small support group for new Hispanic immigrants to a nonprofit organization, the oldest Latino organization in Arkansas.
We have been putting together different activities, programs, in order to help the community with integration, learning more about the receiving community, but also sharing what we are coming from, our traditions, and even though we share a language, we come from a lot of different countries. So this is just to educate people from all over about the roots or the heritage of the many new neighbors. We don't come from one country, we come from different countries, and we share the language. So that is great. For those activities, we have the Cinco de Mayo Festival. This is a community event that is free to the public, and also gives the Latinos an opportunity to showcase their talents and share in about food and music. It's a fun festival, and it's free at the Jones Center. The other event is the 11th annual Hispanic Women's Conference. The title this year is One Nation, Many Stories. And we know that this is important because when we talk about citizenship, it's not just a benefit, it's an identity. And we want to be a good citizens in our community. This conference is going to bring a lot of experts on different fields that are going to be talking about education, about job and employment and community issues. And it's going to be exciting.
The day-long conference at the Jones Center for Families in Springdale will feature workshops, panels, a catered lunch and dinner, and, of course, keynote speakers.
The speakers are Cherise West, the president and CEO of the Winthrop Rockefeller Foundation. This is a foundation that has been at the front on studies about the area, such as the moving the needle. This is the time, opportunities to learn, and immigrants in Arkansas. So this is a foundation that has been investing in finding information about the composition and how to better our state. So this is great.
The Winthrop Rockefeller Foundation researches and issues reports on education, the economy, poverty, culture, and immigration, including profile of immigrants in Arkansas. According to the 2010 census, more than 186,000 Hispanics live here in the state, almost half concentrated in Washington and Benton counties. In her conference literature, Margarita Solorzano makes the point that many people focus on illegal immigration, ignoring the fact that Arkansas has tens of thousands of legal permanent residents. Speaking to that point at the conference will be U.S. Magistrate Judge James R. Marchuski.
He has been presiding over naturalization ceremonies, and he knows the feeling. He has shared those feelings of the new citizens, how this is a big accomplishment when they receive their citizenship. And it doesn't mean that these new citizens are just having that moment to show. They have been good citizens for a long time, but the receiving the U.S. citizenship is the culmination of all the great work. So this is very exciting for me because it's something that we are trying to accomplish, to have more community integration, people learning about each other, but also having or doing our best for the whole community, not for one individual or for one group, because at the end we are sharing a community that where we all live, and it is important that it is a good community for everybody.
Also on hand will be Lieutenant Governor Mark Dar, Rafael Jimeno, Professor of Latino Studies at the University of Arkansas, Julian Alcazar, Chief Technology Officer, U.S. Department of Education, Carlos Guzman Martinez, he's Associated Student Government Diversity Committee member, Ramon Portilla, President of Walmart's Hispanic Latina Resource Group, and Jocelyn Pruna, reporter with La Prensa Libre News. Sessions on integration in the community and workplace, as well as the future envision of new generations, is also scheduled. Members of the Hispanic Women's Organization will also promote their internal programs.
We have some programs that are aimed to assist the Spanish-speaking community, such as the GEM program, Guiding, Empowering, Mentoring, where we offer computer classes, we offer personal development workshops, and parenting classes. So this is in order to assist the Latino community in the integration process, learning about the issues, but also learning about the opportunities. In order for them to look for a job, they need to search the internet. So it's one of the benefits of being involved in this program.
Another HWOA program is called Reaching for the American Dream.
This program, we assist people in encouraging them to seek the U.S. citizenship. We partner with the adult education centers in the area for them to learn English and citizenship, history and civics, in order for them to be able to apply for the citizenship.
HWOA also coordinates voter registration in the two-county region prior to election seasons, but the Hispanic Women's Organization of Arkansas's most noted program provided scholarships to graduating high school students, no strings attached, to both documented and undocumented students. More than 200 scholarships so far. Several of these students will be at the conference. More than 300 people in all are expected to attend. Registration is required with a sliding scale fee. Sponsors include Walmart, Walton Family Foundation, Tyson Foods, Cox, Arkansas National Guard, La Prensa Libre, Univision, Northwest Arkansas Media, and others. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.